Wolf here from NerdSauce. Check us out on Twitter at NerdSauceYT and YouTube at NerdSauce.
The following content is rated M for mature.
Welcome to the Dragon Fisters podcast. Don't worry, we'll be gentle.
This is the Dragon Fisters actual play podcast episode 192. Last time, after our party arrived into Sigil, the City of Doors, they quickly realize that this place is unlike any other that they have been to yet. Now, once they got their bearings, of course, what's the very first place they decide to go to but a bar? Now, before we figure out how long it takes Galen to get drunk and piss somebody off, let's go ahead and do some intros.
I'm Al, and I play Marmalek the Scholar.
Hi, this is John. I play Leopold Hardwick.
This is Dave, and I play Dorian Almax.
This is John, and I'll be playing Galen Brandybine.
This is Jesse, and I'm your Game Master.
Now, before we get started, I want to make a little bit of a late news announcement. Now, as some of you who follow us on Twitter might have already seen, we've had a lot of communication with this weird Twitter handle called Legends of Tabletop. Well, Legends of Tabletop is not only a brand new podcast, but also a brand new podcast network. And they're not only a podcast network, but they're a podcast network that we are now affiliated with. Now, some of the other podcasts within the sphere of influence of the Legends are NerdSauce, MFGCast, and this little podcast called Gamers Table. Also included is our own homegrown member Dave for his great video game playthroughs that you can find on youtube.com/rockthegollum. Now, don't worry your pretty little fanatic skulls. We're still affiliated with the Points of Interest Network, and in fact, look out soon to hear a lot more coming from them. A lot of great stuff on the horizon for both POI and LOT. And now, let's get back to the gameplay.
Yeah, Leo's going to go in with Galen.
Okay. Yeah, same.
So kind of leaving Marm behind a little bit.
If he's, puking, yeah, he's on his own. Sorry.
Oh, come on. It's just because you guys don't trust me.
That may be beside the point, but still.
Two birds, one stone.
Exactly.
All right. So, the three of you go in, followed a little soon after by Marmalek, and this place, when you walk in, it's somewhat dimly lit with precariously perched tables and chairs about. It's a fairly large area. It's not incredibly wide, but it's fairly long, so it gives plenty of area for a lot of people. And the place at this point in time is probably about three quarters full. You see a pretty vast array of people that are mingling within this. You do see a lot of dwarves, some halflings, as well as quite a bit of more demonic or devilish looking people. Very, horns and some cloven hooves and tails, and as well as also, some of the more human-looking people as well.
All right. I guess Galen will make his way up towards the bar, I guess.
All right. And the barman is a somewhat regular looking guy. It's kind of this knit cap on, and cleaning out a couple of glasses until you actually, he sees you approaching, kind of get his attention a little bit, and then he looks up, and you realize that his eyes are, there's no pupil or anything, they're just pure red.
He kind of shudders inwardly to himself and says, well met, Brute over at the place over there sent us over, said you might have rooms for rent.
Yeah, we do. We rent out rooms.
You have any available right now, and how much do they cost?
Yeah, we have a few available, and they are 1 silver per night.
All right, and I look back towards Leo and Dorian and say, you want 2 rooms, 1 room, 4 rooms? What do you guys want to do?
I think it's better if we at least pair up. I don't think anyone should be alone.
Makes sense. We'd like 2 rooms and dinner for tonight.
Sure. And so he kind of reaches down underneath the bar and pulls out a book, opens it up, says, alright, if you just want to sign your names here and here, and he kind of just hands you a quill.
Okay. I don't know. I guess he could probably write.
Oh, yeah.
Alright. So he signs his name then.
Alright.
You want everybody's names, or I just sign for all of us here?
I just need 1 for each room.
Alright, I'll sign for both.
Alright, and he puts that back down, and then, as he reaches underneath again, he's down there for a couple of times, and pulls out 2 keys. Goes, alright, so rooms 7 and 9.
Alright, sounds good.
And said you wanted how many dinners?
Well, at least the 4.
All right.
Four of us here, and I'll need a bottle to go, if you don't mind.
Sure. That'll be, let's see, for the dinners, that'll be, 1 silver, 8 copper, and said you wanted a bottle of what?
Not your top shelf stuff. We're kind of in between things at the moment, but, a good mid-range.
All right. I think I can set you up with something. Ah. So that will be, let's call it 3 silver even.
All righty. Do I have smaller change, or was that 6 gold pieces, or is that like an assorted?
You probably got an assortment.
All right. So I'll give him his silver.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Now you just put the dinner on the tab. How's that work?
What do you mean?
Well, we're going to, go up, check out the rooms, or come back down and eat.
Whenever, if you want to go ahead and drop your stuff off at the room, it's going to take a little bit to get the dinner doled out. Come on down, find a table, I'll bring it over to you.
All right, sounds good. Turn around, and I wait for my bottle.
Yeah. And, yeah, he'll be like, oh, you want the, all right, and he.
Oh, yeah, I want to go means to go.
So he'll go over and he'll grab a bottle. It's kind of this darkish green glass that he brings over, puts down on the bar, and goes, "There you go."
All right, thanks. Up to my mouth, I pull the cork out with my teeth, mm-hmm. Look at it, and then I hand it over to Marm.
Why? Thank you.
Yeah, maybe that'll make you feel better.
He's gonna unstopper it and take a slug. And kind of stand up a little bit straighter, even if he doesn't feel better, and look around and be like, all right, where's the rooms?
We got 7 and 9. Let's go check it out.
All right, so you there's a staircase leading up outside the bar, and so you head on up there, and it's a couple of hallways, and you can see that there are numbers on each one, and it doesn't take you long to find your 2 rooms.
Cool.
I think maybe we should get cleaned up before we head down for dinner. What do you think?
It's fine by me. Who's taking which room?
Oh, Marm and I are getting along pretty well. We can share that bottle. We'll room together.
All right. I personally have no objection.
I don't either.
All right, you and me, Marm.
Let's keep going with that bottle.
All righty.
I bet Leo in the back of his mind is like, I can talk about the Raven Queen all night.
I would never talk about the Raven Queen all night. I wouldn't talk about the goddess of death. I'd talk about the dead god.
All right. So you'll be able to... There are wash basins in your rooms. No water in them. But you'll be able to find... There's kind of a communal bathroom type area. So you'll be able to get some water from there and do any cleaning up if you'd like. And is there anything else besides eating and drinking and sleeping that you guys would like to get done?
Nothing personally.
Not really.
Marm?
No. He's good to go.
All right. So in that case, we'll go ahead and fast forward a little bit since you guys have no extraneous plans. So you guys, you know, at the very least, Marmalek and Galen finish up their beverage, sharing their bottle, and you guys eat your meal, which consists of some type of meat that is somewhat overcooked and a little bit gray, along with some bread and some gravy and just an overall fairly hearty meal, at least.
Just for safety's sake,
yeah,
I'm actually going to cast Purify Food and Drink on anything that's put in front of me.
Nice. So basically you see that the plate comes in front of Dorian. He kind of looks around and then he's just like waves his hand over it. <It's> like, just in case.
Basically.
Galen, on the other hand, just dives right in because it's probably been a couple of days. It's the best meal he's had, like, in forever.
And Marm tears into it slightly hesitantly at first and then faster.
Nice. Oh, all right. So you guys eat up, and then I'm guessing that you're probably pretty exhausted. So have a somewhat early night, head up to your rooms and pair off and sleep. When you wake up in the morning, are you guys going to do breakfast or anything?
Yeah, I'll do my whole praying thing, mm-hmm. Head down, grab food, purify it.
All right. It's going to be, if you want to do another four meals, that's going to be two silver, 5 copper each for each meal.
Okay.
So you do some breakfast and head out along your way once more.
Yeah.
All
right. Sort of a waypoint.
Mm.
Leo's also going to pray while Dorian is.
Okay. So I actually don't think we've seen Leo pray yet, at least not to non-Paylor. So what exactly are you doing? What's your prayer consist of?
Sacrificing small children.
No.
Large children.
Exactly. I'm not gonna give the Raven Queen the sickly ones. But yeah, no, it'll actually look exactly the same as when he prayed to Paylor,
mm-hmm.
Because it's the only way he knows how to pray.
Good point.
So it'll actually look exactly the same.
Yeah.
And I'll be doing it pretty much the same, the exact same time as Dorian.
Okay. Except you end yours with, "Thank you, O great Raven Queen." You are the most powerful and alive god.
Yes, he is a living god.
All right. So you do your praying and then you eat and you head off. So I'm guessing that you guys travel in the same direction that you were.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That was the guy. That's the way the guy said to go. So
indeed. So you continue walking, and you walk for quite a few more hours. It's probably about 4 or 5 hours that you walk, and eventually you do come to another wall. And this wall looks very similar to the other two. And when you pass through this one, gone is the hustle of the market and the kind of disorderly nature of it, the commotion and the slight sense of anarchy. And what you walk into now is a very orderly and pristine area. The buildings are in order. They're very rigid and detailed and precise in their building and their accomplishment. Everything is very well labeled and signed. The street that you're on is very well lit, and everything appears to be running in a very organized fashion. So you actually, the Broadway that you're on right now kind of, you know, runs down, and you see these intersecting streets that are very parallel and direct in their nature. You do, and I probably, you know, didn't really mention this before, but there are people that traverse the areas. So you're not the only ones, you know, going, you know, through the wall. It's just that between the lower ward, the one where all the workers were, and then the ladies' ward, there's not really an intermingling of those people. And then there was a few going through in between the ladies' ward and the market area. You know, even rich people have to buy stuff. Through the market and guild ward into this one, there are a little bit more people making their way back and forth. And you do see that there are quite a few people wandering the streets here. One thing that does catch your eye is Galen. You remember the guard that you approached earlier in the ladies' ward.
Mm-hmm.
You have seen a few of them wandering about here and there. You see a significantly more larger amount of them here. It's pretty much almost as if you can't look in a direction without seeing a guard. And the people that you see here, other than the, you know, you see the lower people, you know, workers or regular citizens, you know, kind of wandering about as well. And, as well as the more uppity, pristine people. So this does seem to kind of be a mixture almost of the two types of people.
No, I'll lean into those guys and say, hey, you notice there's quite a few guardsmen around here. Do you think this is kind of where they run stuff? You think that this is where you wanted to go, right, Marm? I mean, it looks very organized.
Oh, if this is the clerk's ward, then yeah. This is where we'd be able to find the information we're looking for.
I mean, do you think that they have some kind of secrets here? I mean, like, what's the deal with all the guards? Like, I mean, you'd think there'd be more guards in the ladies' wards, right? I mean, or down where the tavern's at?
No, I think that knowledge is the most precious of gifts, and we need to protect it. So it appears that this city has quite possibly the best priorities that I've ever experienced.
He kind of gets a half a smirk and is like, yeah, maybe you're right.
I think I am. I think I am.
All right, well, I guess, you know, we'll let you do your thing. I mean, I don't know where exactly you want to go. I mean, if we need to get information, I guess there's information all around us, and at the rate that you can read, geez, this shouldn't take more than a couple hours, huh?
We'll see. We'll see how long it takes for me to read what I need to. But yes, hold on. And Marm's going to go up to one of the guards and say, greetings, friend. Where can a group of travelers find out some information about the location of a door or two?
Are you inquiring into the location of portals within the city?
That is correct, yes. This is our first time here, and we are not quite lost, but we're trying to hone our way a little bit better.
Ah, in that case, you would want to travel to the Hall of Records, specifically the Portal Registry.
Okay, and is that here?
Yes. All records are kept within the Clerk's Ward.
Okay, can you point me in the direction, please?
Indeed. If you travel down the Broadway for approximately 6.3 miles, you will then want to take a left down Century Way. Once you accomplish this, you will travel another 1.2 miles. At that point in time, the registry, the hall will be on your left. You cannot miss it. There is a sign.
So that was Broadway to Century?
Correct. And,
okay. All right.
Well, once you are there, I am sure that the clerks will be more than happy to point you in the direction of the portal registry.
Okay, and let me ask you another question. Is there any overall libraries that are available around here as well?
Yes, we do have quite a few libraries within this area.
Really? Okay. Do you have anything about the material plane and things that might be happening there?
I do not know what information is held within the books. However, if you are looking, there is the Hall of Information.
I am always looking for new information.
If you wish to go to the Hall of Information, you will want to travel down Broadway 3.72 miles, at which point you will take a right down Maxim Way. You will travel down there for 0.6 miles and take a left. It will be on the corner around there. You cannot miss it. There is a sign.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. And what was your name?
My name is Guard Hasvard.
Guard Hasvard. All right. We will, if we see you again, it will be a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Good day, citizen.
And he's going to go back over to the group. All right, guys. Well, looks like what we're looking for is still a bit of a walk. But it's down Broadway to Century. It's probably going to be about 7 to 8 miles, so we should get going.
Okay. Well, I mean, if that's where we got to go, then
that's where we're going to be able to find the best information for what doors we would need to go through to get back to the material plane. There's also a couple other things I'd like to touch upon while we're here, but that can wait until after we're done getting our information and maybe finding a place to stay in this area so we don't have to go back to the other section.
Okay, that sounds good. What do you guys think?
No objection.
That's what we came here for. Let's get it done.
All right, continuing on.
All right, so you head to the, the Hall of Records first?
Yes.
All right. So you walk down, and then you take the left, and you walk down there. And indeed, as you can see when you're walking, there's pretty much a sign for everything. So you, you pass the Civic Fest Hall and a Hall of Speakers and an employment service and a several different courts, as well as even a prison. So it kind of gives you a general idea of exactly what happens here. And eventually you do make it to the Hall of Records. And it's this fairly large, looks to be almost carved out of marble building, with this very wide staircase leading up to a few sets of doors.
All right. I'm going to look over at Galen and Dorian. Well, shall we?
Yeah, let's. Sounds good.
All right, and in we go, or at least up to the doors we go.
Yeah. And they're open, so you can walk right in.
Okay.
And when you do, it's very clear that this is a, very upscale, very organized library. You walk into a main hall that has it's flanked by a couple of desks, and directly in front of you is this giant kind of circular desk. And there are, people kind of out and about, carrying books and things like that. And there are quite a few people kind of just sitting at tables off in the distance reading. And there's one woman dressed very elegantly, very tall, almost 7 feet tall, but extremely slender, with almost this strange semi-golden skin.
Hmm. Okay. I'm going to go up to the main desk and say hello.
Yes, how can I help you?
Yes. Me and my friends here, we are traveling, and we are attempting to find out which or where the portal would be to get us back to the material plane. This is our first time traveling via portal, and we've kind of taken the long way around to get back to the material plane.
Ah, if it's portals that you're looking for, then you will be looking for the portal registry. What you want to do is head on over to the staircase there. It's going to be on the 8th floor. Once there, I'm sure the clerk will be able to assist you in finding whatever portal you need.
Okay, and a quick question about portals. How does it work here? Is it completely free? Are there fees to get access to the portals? I'm still new to this.
We do not control the portals. In truth, we are not sure if anybody controls them. Even the Lady of Pain herself, we are not entirely sure. There are no... Because of that, because there is no regulation, no, there are no fees per se. No official ones, at least. Each portal is up to whomever holds the key to it. And whomever is in possession of the edifice in which the portal resides.
I see. Well, thank you very much. And you have a wonderful day.
And she kind of gives you a nod.
All right. And Marm turns back to the other three, thumbs up, and kind of a follow me, and heads to the stairs.
And following.
All right. Up 8 floors.
Mm-hmm.
To the Hall of Information.
All right, so you head up, and each floor is labeled, of course, with its little designation, and eventually you do make it up to the portal registry. Mm. And as you kind of break off of the staircase and make your way into this vast room, you see that there is it's organized a little bit more differently. It's almost as if, have any of you walked into an Advanced Auto Parts? and you know how there's just kind of like the desk and then there's a shit ton of stuff behind the desk?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of how this is. There's a desk and there are some books on stands out where you can get them. But it's very clear that the vast majority of the information is behind those desks. And working the desk at this point in time, you can just kind of barely see the top of a fluff of hair that's kind of wandering back and forth slightly.
All right. Marm walks up to the desk and kind of, seeing the puff of hair walking around, motions for Galen to come up to, kind of points, and then kind of does the short hand gesture, and then, like, points at both of them, just to be an asshole. And then he goes, excuse me.
And, immediately the puff of hair just kind of walks over to you, and you see him almost, like, rise up to be probably about chest level with you at this point, above the desk, but still not as quite as high as you. And rising up is this old gnomish gentleman, very well-dressed in kind of a plaid vest with a golden tie and this very neat kind of pink shirt and with a very broad collar. And his hair is kind of a bluish gray, and he has a very well manicured, like handlebar mustache that has not one, not two, but four curls in it.
Galen is suitably impressed. He's used to this kind of thing.
So he said, "Ah, yes. What can I help you with here?"
Well, me and my friends were trying to find a portal that will take us back to the material plane.
You know what? Thank you. I have not had a good joke like that in quite a while. What brings you to our registry?
Ah, yes, we're looking for a full layout of everywhere that the portals that we have access to go, be it any of the other planes. It could be any of the demiplanes or anything like that, or and it just goes dead faced, or the material plane like I asked for.
And so he kind of leans up on the desk, slight Mr. Burns, but with his palms together, and says, you're looking for... You do realize that there are no portals to the material plane anymore, right?
I had heard that they may have been hard to find, but I'm pretty sure they're still there.
If by hard to find you mean impossible, then yes.
Well,
ever since I have worked here, there has not been a portal to the material plane. Yes, true, we do have markings for them, but the keys have long gone dormant.
Well, how long has that been?
Oh, I have worked here for... Oh, wow, I am going on my 124th anniversary next month in 3 days.
Oh, well, congratulate! No, I mean,
thank you.
Well, damn, that's a long time.
Well, yes. Well, this job takes dedication. There are thousands upon thousands of portals to memorize and register.
Well, but does anybody know what happened to the portals to the material plane?
There are theories. The pretty much more congruent and mainstream one is that it simply got lost.
Lost.
If something moves, then the door no longer lines up. And
so, do the portals change all the time?
Oh, some of them do. Yes, there are occasionally a portal's destination can alter, but no, it's not that these portals are still working and they just lead to somewhere else now. These portals just don't work.
Marm, does that make any sense to you?
Sadly, it makes a little bit of sense to me. If you understand that everything is constantly moving, and if things shift at an erratic rate, then theoretically it would cause a problem.
Exactly. There is an order to the planes, to the axis, and the material plane just fell out of that order.
So, let me ask you a question. If there was any way to find these keys and make them work again, or find a way around it, where would we go to find out? What would you suggest?
Well, the owners of the keys, there's no regulation or registry to them, unfortunately, but keys to the material plane are pretty cheap since they are useless at this point. There are still some who hold on to them in the hopes that eventually the portals will open again, but if you ask me, they're foolish. But there are those who have hope, as dim as their hope might be.
Well, would you be able to point us in the direction of some of these people?
If you go to the market ward, there are still dealers. I'm sure if you could, there are dealers of keys, and I'm sure one of them might have a material key laying around in their back stock somewhere. Like I said, these people don't like to throw things away or give it away. So if somebody had a material key left around when the portals closed, then chances are they still have one somewhere.
Okay. Now, are there any other portals that would be taking us places closer to the material plane?
That's not really how it works. But I mean, you have the Astra in the planes within that, and then you have the more elemental planes and they're in their own right. But the workings of the material plane are different. The closest thing you can get to the material plane would either be the Feywild or the Shadowfell, but honestly, I'm not entirely sure how one would cross from one to the next. That really? Would take some either very cunning and unknown efforts on their part, at least to me, or some incredibly powerful magics. But thus far, to my knowledge, neither of those has come about in my lifetime.
Okay. Well, thank you for your information. And do you work here often? Are you here every day?
Every day.
All right. Well, if I have any other questions, I'm coming straight back to you, because you obviously know what you're talking about.
If you want to try it out, if you do end up tracking down a key to the material plane, and you'd like to match it up with the portal, and give it a shot, feel free to come back.
I will. I will. And he kind of nudges Galen and just kind of points back towards the other two and starts walking.
Good luck!
Thanks.
And once they're out of earshot, he kind of leans down and whispers to Galen, "You do realize that we just came from the Shadowfell."
Yeah, you know, I didn't want to say anything in front of the guy, but yeah, I think the Raven Queen probably had something to do with us getting here.
Well, it was her book. This book that I have in my pack right here. So, the possibility that this might be able to help us. We should go try to get as much information as we can while we're here and see about what the next step to get us back home will be.
I thought that's what we were doing.
It is. But because of the hurdles that have been put up with the portals not working, we have to do a little bit more digging, I fear.
Well, I mean, I guess we've got nothing but time, right? I mean, I just wonder, he said that the portals were down, you know, for 123 years. How long do you think we were dead? I mean, do you think there was a portal before and it's gone away since we've been gone?
I honestly don't know. the disparity between the time and the passage of time in the different planes is something that I'm not really sure of, because I haven't read too much about it, because very few people have actually experienced all of it. So we'll have to play it by ear, so to speak.
Okay, I mean, you know a lot more about that stuff than I do, for sure. So,
well, if we should try to go to the Hall of Information, which is back the way we came a bit, and then we'll take a turn onto Maxim Way, and it'll be down there. I guess there's a sign, and we'll be able to find out more information about just about anything, is what the guard was saying. So maybe we'll be able to find out, you know, what happened back in the material plane to cause the portals to close.
All right, whatever you think's best.
All right, let's go. And he's going to just start walking back down the 8 flights of stairs and out.
All right. Any comments or anything from the odd couple?
Was that all being explained in front of us as well, or did you just meet up with us after?
It was in front of you guys.
Alright. Well, the only thing I can really add to that is that when Pelor sent me back, it did take a substantial amount of time and energy from him. As a matter of fact, we had to wait for the last possible moment, and I had been in Elysium for almost 2 centuries. And in order for it to even be possible, he had to send me through the elemental plane of fire. So if there is another way, hopefully it's this, because I don't think we can replicate the method that Pelor used. It would take too much, and we don't have it.
Indeed. Let's go try to find out more information then.
All right, let's go.
Eventually there'll be something that you can kill.
I'm not looking to kill anything. I'm just looking to get back and finishing my mission.
I know the feeling. And off they go.
All right, so you guys head to the Hall of Information then, correct?
Correct.
All right. At that point in time, like you said, you follow the directions, and it takes you a little bit to get there. But eventually you do. And you see that this building is, there's kind of a courtyard area in the front of it, and of a, you know, a semicircle. And this building is curved around the courtyard. And there's 3 paths that lead to it. And it's one building, but split up into 3 different sections. So you actually see one sign for the Hall of Information, another sign for the Hall of Records, and then a 3rd sign that says the Rowan Academy of Learning.
Marm's going to go up to the Hall of Information, the main portion first, but he's eyeballing the School of Learning.
Okay. And so you guys walk into the Hall of Information. It's very, large, prestigious building. And when you first walk in, there's a semicircle desk that kind of, it doesn't block your path in, but you have no choice but to walk at least up to it or around it to get to the rest of the building. And you see kind of, or he's, there's a gentleman organizing cards and passing off books to a few other people. And it's this very large man with these giant curved horns coming off of his head. He has this kind of, silvery black hair that's very well groomed, pulled back into a ponytail. And he kind of has this, slightly smushed face. But he is very well dressed, at least on the top half, with a, with a what was it called? Not a crumpet. That's a food. What's the thing that the guy from Scooby-Doo used to wear? That Fred.
Ascot.
There you go. So he's got an ascot on and this very kind of frilly shirt, with suspenders over it. What kind of does throw you off a little bit is he's probably a good, 6'8", 6'9", very bulky, and, the bottom half of him appears to be, fairly horse-like. So, kind of like a centaur, but the horns and everything are throwing you kind of off that track a little bit. And, so as he sees you approach and walk in, you know, he kind of turns his attention from organizing a box of cards to you. He says, "Visitors, what can I help you with?"
Hello. We're trying to, obviously, gain some information.
Then you have come to the right place.
Well, I'm glad of that. So we've been traveling for a while, and we are attempting to find out as much as we can about the material plane and what happened to it where travel is no longer possible between the planes, as well as anything else that might have happened that caused a catastrophic shift in things that have happened there.
Huh. Well, I will warn you, you have quite a bit of studying in front of you, but if you were going to do it anywhere, this would be the place.
Well, let's just say that if this is the place, I am the man for the job.
Well, if you would like, we do have our card organization reference system, which will pretty much direct you towards the area and designation of any books that you are looking for. So at any point in time, feel free to reference that. And any of the helpers within the area will, I'm sure, be of great use to you. And they're more than happy to assist you in any research or discovery of information that you were looking for.
Wonderful. Now, out of curiosity, when I'm not reading, is there anywhere around here that me and my friends, while they're waiting, could possibly spend some time out of the way, where we could possibly catch a nap or some sleep?
The laws, especially within the clerk's ward, are very specific in regards to loitering. So you would not be able to find anything within this area. However, I am sure that you would be able to find some adequate lodging just within or on the outskirts of this ward. That will probably not be an issue for you.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I will warn you, though, if you are planning on taking a nap anywhere, that the guards are very strict in their enforcement of the laws, and they will not be above taking you to trial if they do find you loitering or gallivanting around any of the areas.
Well, then, we'll make sure not to do any of that.
That is wise.
All right. I guess I will head over to your card system and figure out where to begin to learn as much as we can about.
Very good. And as I said, if you, at any point you need assistance, feel free to gather it from the helpers. They are more than welcome.
Well, thank you. And at that, he's going to turn back to the group and he's going to lean in towards Leo and go, "All right, Leo, I know that we had studied for a while and I was helping you to learn to read. How comfortable are you with reading at this point?"
I can hold my own.
Okay. All right. Galen, what about you? You're good for reading?
Yeah, I should be okay.
All right. And Dorian?
Yeah, no problem.
All right. So basically, the way I see it is the more eyes we have, the faster we can find the information we need and get out of here. So are you all good with buckling down and doing some reading with me?
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
It's very exciting, I know. It's look around. There's books everywhere. This is great.
But what are we looking? I mean, we can't read as fast as you. What are we looking for?
Well, we're looking for anything that would give us an idea of how we could fix the portal system or find another way around it to get back to the material plane. And on top of that, we're trying to find out what happened back home that caused the rift that Dorian was here to fix in the first place, or was there to fix in the first place.
Is there a section for that?
I'm assuming there would be a material plane section.
Maybe we should start there.
Yeah. So he's going to go over to the card catalog system and attempt to find the material plane section and anything that would be considered important events of such.
Did we lose Jesse?
No, I had my mic turned off. So, in that case, thus begins the grand adventure of research for the group.
Right. Makes for exciting online play.
Which is why we're going to skip all that.
That'll do it for us this week, but stay tuned next time for more of the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast. Remember to go to thedragonfisters.blogspot.com and click on that Amazon link, and go to audibletrial.com/dragonfisters for your 30-day trial. In the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter with @dragonfisters, contact us with thedragonfisters@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, or you can rate us on iTunes, RPG Podcasts, and Stitcher. And don't forget to head on over to the Points of Interest podcast.com and legendsatabletop.com for more audio awesomeness. So until next time, roll 'em high and roll 'em often. This has been a presentation of the Points of Interest Podcast Network. Podcasts by geeks, for geeks.